This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 11, 2016. Sunrise at 5:46 a.m., sunset at 7:58 p.m. Checking out stories in the area, Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that Rockport Police Chief John Horvath is reaching out to obtain cost estimates for options that include a small roundabout to improve the traffic flow through Rockport's Five Corners intersection. But he and other town officials are emphasizing that neither the Traffic Commission nor town selectmen are ready to advance any option if there are to be any changes to the intersection at all. The commission is comprised of Horvath, Public Works Director Joe Parisi, and Town Administrator Linda Sanders. The intersection, which brings together North Main Street, Lower Main Street, Broadway, Railroad Avenue, and Park Street, has been the center of restructuring talks for years. And the idea of some type of rotary gained prominence through a 2011 study made by the Metropolitan Area Planning Council. That's the Metropolitan Area Planning Council. But no significant changes have been made to the crossroads in decades. Horvath, who previously cited five rear-end collisions at the intersection over the first 5 months of this year, said he recognizes that most Cape Ann motorists are aware of Five Corners as they approach it. Horvath suggested a smaller, tighter roundabout, similar to the one drivers travel as they enter and then depart the Gloucester Crossing shopping complex to and from Route 128, could be feasible and prove effective. He said a series of such traffic patterns have proven effective at the University of Massachusetts campus in Amherst, where he served as campus police chief before coming to Rockport in May 2015. Horvath said he'd like to explore setting up a temporary pilot roundabout to test the idea for a few days, according to Ray Lamont. The Salem News is reporting that Wednesday's downpours appeared to have doused the smoky brush fire at Salem Woods that had much of the city holding its nose Tuesday night. Deputy Fire Chief Keith Pelletier surveyed the fire scene from the top of the 12-story Pequot Highlands apartment complex nearby at 12 First Street early Wednesday night. He said the fire, which covered about 2 acres, appeared to be out, but that it was still smoking. A two-person state forestry crew went in early Wednesday morning to do some knockdown before the rains came. The fire was more than 60% contained before the fire broke out. When asked if the rain would douse the brush fire once and for all, Pelletier replied, "We're hoping. We can only wait and see." The cause of that fire is still under investigation. Bill Newell reports that a pair arrested on gun charges in Salem have been let go by a judge on bail on objections from the district attorney.
Even as he acknowledged that two men driving around in a car with a police scanner and two loaded guns at 3 a.m. was no good, a Salem District Court judge denied a request by prosecutors Wednesday to keep them in custody until trial as dangers to the public. In a story in Thursday's Salem News, staff writer Julie Manganis continues to write, Judge Joseph Jennings instead set bail for Calvin Mendoza, 25, of Fitchburg, the driver and the owner of the guns, at $500, and for the passenger, Emmanuel Rodriguez Sanyo, 25, of Salem, at $1,000. Lawyers for the men told the judge they were expecting their clients to be able to post bail soon. District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett said his prosecutors asked that the defendants be held without bail for the protection of the Salem community. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for September 14th. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.
Okay, Bill, thank you, sir. In Marblehead, longtime town activist Tom McNulty will be honored on Sunday, August 21, at Warwick Place by the Marblehead Dollars for Scholars. The evening will feature the establishment of the Deborah and Tom McNulty Scholarship Fund. He is a founder and first president of the 29-year-old organization that was once called the Citizens Scholarship Foundation of Marblehead. Todd Zion, Dollars for Scholars president, credits McNulty for his leadership that resulted in the accumulation of its endowment. Zion said he is indebted to McNulty and his wife for their generosity. Zion is quoted as saying, "What better way to kick off our 30th year than by honoring Tom?" McNulty served the town for 32 years in a variety of civic roles. He was an Abbott Public Library trustee, board of selectmen for 18 years, 15 of those as chairman. He was elected town clerk from 2001 to 2007, and he also served on the boards of Marblehead's Rotary Club, Chamber of Commerce, Counseling Center, and the Scholarship Foundation, where he was president for 3 years. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Congratulations to Tom McNulty. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.